All right, so what's the deal going down? Let's see, man. This week in the Rogue Radio, we'll talk about a little bit of everything. For starters, springtime is upon us. Shout out to spring. It's my favorite season of the year by far, especially in Houston, Texas, man, because it's great weather. It's probably like I would say the best weather you get in Houston up until like late fall. It's the prettiest, obviously. I mean, spring, so that means, flowers and shit. And with flowers come allergies, airy season. And with airy season, that's also my birthday, and a bunch of my friends and family members and stuff like that, that are my brother and my daughter, we're all Aries, so it's a big season for me and my friends and family. So I'm usually in a really, really good mood this time of year. So I'm excited for that. We got a lot to, like I said, to unpack. We'll be talking about spring and Houston in general, and I want to touch a little bit on what's going on with the service industry and just a little bit of, I guess, behind the apron, for lack of a better cliche or phrase or whatever. Just some things that have been kind of wonky in my line of work. So that's pretty much where we're gonna be at today. And without further ado, we're gonna get right on into it, and we'll be back after these messages. All right, we made it through winter. Winter is over. Thank God. Whatever you call winter here in Houston. And spring is here. Spring started, March 20th. And it's going to run through June 19th. It's my favorite time of the year. Good thing we got that retarded ass winter on out the way. We even had that one rare occurrence where fucking we had spring and winter all in the same day. But they were like flip-flop because it was cold as fuck during the day and warm as hell during the damn night. I don't know what the hell it was, but I'm glad the shit is behind us. With spring comes sundresses. Oh, yes. Yeah, man. It's Houston. Fucking it's hot, and we try and wear as little clothes as possible. I've moved into my new apartment, and there's a lot of Latin ladies and women of color, which is what this channel is. Is hell, that's our core audience. So, may sound as misogynistic or a bit sexist. I don't know. I don't care. I love Houston for the fact that when springtime and summertime come around, sundresses come out, and ain't nothing on up under them. So you get to see and imagine some very, very beautiful things. Let's just say that. It's also the time of my birthday. My birthday's coming up in about 2.5 weeks. My brother's birthday is gonna be next weekend. Shout out to QU the Guru. My daughter's birthday is April 14th. Shout out Maya. And shit, while we're doing April birthday shout outs, man, shout out to DJ and Caffrey, the first original East Side Riders and the Juice Crew from high school. Man, we started our whole little old, where we would celebrate basically our birthdays damn near every week, because every week one of our birthdays was happening pretty much throughout the entire Aries season. So as a general rule, I pretty much celebrate from my brother's birthday all the way throughout the end of Aries season. We're gonna see how my liver holds up on that this year. Stay tuned for that. Oh man, I can't forget, shout out to one of the dopest Aries is out there. My boy DJ Sly Fox. And if you ever have a chance to on Wednesday nights, go holler at him at Phil and Derek's out there in Midtown Jazz Bar and the Lounge. On Wednesday nights, he does like his Neo Soul night. He's been doing that thing, man, shit, for when it started way back in the gap, man, off of Fairview. Shit, that was damn near 10 years ago. So go check him out. Also, one last shout out to my Ram brother, Michael Bradshaw, then ATX, man, Chef Michael Bradshaw, and all my other Aries out there. If I forgot you, you know, charge to my head, not to my heart, man. Also, when you're dealing with fucking springtime in Houston, you cannot talk about springtime in Houston without talking about allergies. It's fucking allergy season, folks. So that means that, fellas, we're going to be walking around this bitch like Martin and after the Thomas Hitman Hearns fight with eyes all swollen up, and Gail's going to be looking like, I guess, Gina when she was trying to rescue his ass from his 20-year reunion around this bitch, man, because these allergies be kicking our ass. I just was walking the dog last night, and I swear it looked like somebody's minivan eyes were swollen because they had all the pollen on the top of their goddamn car. Yes, I said the minivan's eyes were swollen. That's how much pollen was caked up on top of the damn minivan. It is bad out here in Houston, but you got to make it through it, man. It's what we have to deal with, you know. I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, it's a great time. You know, the day is getting longer. You know, it's great patio weather. You got St. Patrick's Day is around about that time. Easter's around about that time. My birthday's around about that time. My birthday's around about that time. My birthday's around about that time. So, you know, just let that be known that April 4th is my birthday and that my birthday is around about that time. And I'm pretty excited about that. But anyway, man, also, man, we got shit. What else do we have going on? With my birthday going on around about that time. Oh, our first home opener for the Astros is April 5th, which is the day after my birthday, which is around about that time. And that week is the opening of the MLB season, you know, which is a really, really exciting time. It's great. Great weather for ballparks and stuff like that. America's favorite pastime. And you also have playoff basketball, and the Houston Rockets are what, we're in sixth place in the league right now, and I believe third place in the Western Conference. And with that gives us a nice little segue into our next segment, which is, you know, all about Houston. And we're gonna jump it off with University of Houston and the Houston Rockets and what's going on with playoff basketball heating up right after this break. Man, Houston is on fire right now. You got great things going on with Houston right now. Shout out to University of Houston, who just beat Georgia State in the NCAA tournament. The Rockets are headed into the playoffs on the heels of James Harden and Chris Paul and Clint Capella and the guys. Just last night, James Harden put up his third 60-game performance on the Spurs, the second of this season. And also this week, he also was one of the first people, or the only person in history to put up 30 points on all 29 NBA teams in one season. I don't believe anybody's done that, or if they have, it's very few. So he's been kicking ass on that. Also, hey, while we're talking about Houston being on fire, shout out to Deer Park for fucking damn near turning everybody into a goddamn zombie with this damn plant fire that they had that was burning for like 2 and 3 damn days. You got kids out of school and shelter in place and shit like that. And fucking, you could see the plume of smoke from my apartment, which is off of Westheimer in Uptown. That shit was fucking scary as fuck, man. I didn't even want to go walk my dog. I didn't want to go walk across the street to work, you know, for fear of the fact that, hell, if it rained, who knows what the hell gonna happen. And then they, you know, I'm not gonna speculate and get involved with no conspiracy theories about potential fallout and cancerous shits that everybody was talking about. But At last research before I press record on this, they had another flare up last night, yesterday on Saturday, Friday, I believe, at the park, at the plant as well. So that's one of the downsides of being the energy capital of the world, is motherfucking plants sometimes blow the fuck up and scare the fuck out of the fourth largest city in America and have everybody on high alert. So yeah, that shit happened as well, man. But anyway, yeah, hopefully everybody's okay. I'll say that, you know, I don't have very much more to offer on that. So we're gonna just end that segment and we're gonna move on into "Your Server Hates You," because I'm on my way to work. And that's really what I wanted to talk about this podcast. Look, I've been in the restaurant industry ever since I was 16 years old. I started off working for Papa's as a dishwasher. From dishwasher, went to busser. From busser, I went back to Papacito's and became a server and worked. And I've been a server now for like the last at least about 15 years. It's what has provided me a pretty decent living and allows me to be able to create my own schedule. It's not without its own stresses. I will say that. You know, it's an industry that's not for everybody. I hear friends of mine say all the time how they couldn't be in the service industry because they've been slapped the shit out of somebody. And I understand that because, hell, everybody knows me. And I got a fly ass fucking mouth and I will smack the fuck out you because, hey, I got these hands. You know, I ain't gonna sack and whoop everybody's ass. But, you know, you carry yourself different, you know, when you know that you can take care of yourself. And this industry has been a challenge because of the fact that sometimes motherfuckers will take you there. And in this next segment, "Your Server Hates You," that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, in my past 15 years, how in the past month, my job has damn near taken me there on multiple occasions. Stay tuned. All right, so been in this thing for 10 years making rap tunes ever since Honey's was wearing Sassoons. Nah, for real, I've been working as a server, bartender, bar manager, food truck owner, fucking pop-up chef, pop-up bartender. Did I say bar manager? I don't know. Yeah, I've been in this industry for quite some time. I got my 10,000 hours. I'm a master in the service industry, and I'm still only scratching the surface. I've done everything from bottle service, to some of Houston's elite, to, Escoffier style service, which is, you know, that thing that you see in the movies where you come out with the white gloves and, you know, the white tuxedo and everybody sets the food down all at the same time, absolutely silently, that type of shit. I've done that to fucking having to throw people out of my damn bar with their own damn head and cracking their head on the damn cement because they're too damn drunk, and that be a part of the job too. So I've run the gamut and I'm pretty good at what I do. I'll toot my own horn there for that little brief moment in time. I love what I do. I absolutely do. I get to learn so much about people and and how interesting we are when it comes to dealing with someone who's serving you your food. This month in particular has been quite interesting. I've gotten some characters over the past month. Starting off with the guy who walks through our entire restaurant with no pants on and a sweater and a backpack, like nothing was wrong. That shit happened. Your server hates you, by the way. Let's see. I've had a guy who was sitting up there groping his date or his girlfriend or his prostitute or whatever the fuck it was that sitting there that wasn't even at my table while I was talking to another table. It was so rudely take like a $20 bill and just start waving it in his hand. Now, let me set this up for you real quick, because some people may think that this is not that rude, but I'm going to tell you, as a veteran in the service industry, this shit is rude as fuck, and you come up on the wrong person, somebody gonna smack the fuck out you. But I'm sitting here talking to another table who's a regular of mine, and comes in every week, one of the most easy tables, you know, exactly what he wants. He orders the same thing almost every week, one of the same two menu items. Sitting there talking with him, and two tables over is a guy, like I said, he was groping his date or whatever the hell, and she had her back turned to into the booth, and he was like, you know, feeling all on her back and shit. And as I'm talking to my regular, the guy all of a sudden was like, hey, you, and starts flat waving this 20, and I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? Because first of all, this is not my table. If you don't know what I mean by this is not my table, in a restaurant, the servers have what we call sections, and typically most restaurants run on average 3 to 4 table sections. And so just because you see a server in the room doesn't mean he had the entire room. It just doesn't work that way because of the fact that we just can't give that great of service. You know, it's already stressful enough as it is. Anyway, so as I'm sitting there talking to my table, guy who's not my table starts waving this 20, and I'm behind him. He has his back to me. I've never seen this guy before a day in my fucking life. And he was like, hey, come here. I need change. So I was like, excuse me. And I walk over to this guy who's not my table. I was like, hey, bro, hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm not even your server. Let's start off by, hi, how you doing? And I also want to let you know that what you did right there was probably one of the rudest things I've ever experienced in my 15 years of service. He's like, what do you mean? And I was like, bro, first of all, I'm a man just like you are. I'm 35 plus years old. And never would I ever disrespect a man the way you just disrespected me, man. At least have the common decency to turn around and say, hey, excuse me, could you get me some change, please? But not only did you not turn around, you waved your damn money at me like I'm someone's servant. I'm not a servant. I am your server. Folks, your server hates you. This entitled fuck, whoever the fuck he is, your server hates you and people like you. Douchebags can get the fuck out of my section and anybody else's section. I'm not going to deal with it at all. So if you think that shit's cute while you're trying to show off or whoever the fuck it is that you're trying to show off, you're going to run across the right one and somebody will smack the fuck at you. Or better yet, or not even better yet, or in this case, you end up getting embarrassed and owned by a server and end up leaving a $20 tip on a $7 table because you feel like an asshole, you know. But shit like this happens all the time. This is something, that I think people just really, really think that, you know, we are, I don't know, like beneath them at times. Another case in point, I had one lady that was my table. I was delivering the food to her and her son, and I didn't know that she didn't want the damn beans and rice on the plate. The ticket didn't say that it wasn't supposed to come with beans and rice. And so she commands, like literally commands that I take it back right then and there. She's like, well, what are you doing? I said, take it back. And has like this huge chip on her shoulder and an attitude that caught me by surprise, so much so that I had to walk away from the table and have the manager take the plate back. Because this woman was so loud that the people that were in my section, which is on the other side of that room, were turning around in their booth, looking at this woman like, what the fuck is going on with you? Man, we deal with a lot in the service industry. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot in that particular moment. Because here's the thing, this is not my table. Let me tell you what else is going on. Is I'm dropping off the food to this table. I have to go back into the kitchen to go get the food for my other table. While doing that, I need to go ring in the food for another table that I just got sat with, also getting chips and salsa for that table. Well, after I do that, I have to go get the drinks for another table and and two other tables that are surrounding me. The two tables that are surrounding me also are looking at me because they need their check. So this is just a random occurrence. Like, I'm just pulling that out of my ass, and that's what I have to do in the next 45 seconds. Let's say, all right, let's give a real life occurrence. If you ever wonder what it's like inside the head of a server, last night, I'm gonna just recall my last five tables and my last five tables orders if I can in reverse. My last table was table 10. Table 10 was three ladies. Two ordered water with no ice. One ordered a water with ice, light ice. They all three ordered a chicken taquito dinner with no modifications. No, two of them ordered chicken taquitos, one order shrimp taquitos. I put chicken taquitos, shrimp taquitos in. We were out of shrimp taquitos, so we ended up having to substitute shrimp taquitos for chicken taquitos. From there, I also had two ladies at table 9. One ordered a strawberry margarita on the rocks, one ordered a strawberry mint margarita. One had what did she have for dinner? She had the chicken enchilada dinner. The other one had the deluxe chicken enchilada dinner. Then I had the couple that has now become my regulars. They had a fajita beef chimichanga with queso and double rice. And the husband had, let me see. Come on, you can do this. I don't want to lie, so I'm trying to work my recall right now, because he gets the damn near the same thing every time. He had the three enchilada combo with double rice as well. We had another couple that came in. They just had two Budweisers and one margarita. Then you had the couple who I couldn't make happy to save my life. They had, let me see, the gentleman had a michelada that he sent back. The lady started off with a strawberry mojito that she drank every last drop of, but she said it was too sweet. She didn't really like it. So on the next go around, she decided she wanted to try a cherry, Tito's cherry limeade that she sent back also. Said that was too sweet. Guy ordered Dos Equis, ordered another Dos Equis. Then she decides that she wants to try a classic mojito. She also didn't like that. She didn't drink any of that at all. For dinner, the guy had, what did he have? Appetizer plate, and the lady had a taco enchilada plate. For extra credit, we'll talk. Let me see. We'll go to my sixth table, and I had the little sweet little couple that had the Texas martini, and a large frozen margarita, combo fajitas, add shrimp. And they were chill as fuck the entire night. And like, that's almost 24 hours ago, and I can recall that entire order, you know, and I had all these people in my section all at the same time. And so if you think about the fact that all these things are happening at the same time, plus I have to go get chips and salsa, plus I have to go run my own food, plus I have to shut down the restaurant at that time, and a partridge in a damn pear tree. I say all that to say, folks, when you are being an unnecessary asshole, a douche, a bitch, or whatever the fuck it is that you are being to your server, just know that your server is taking that shit home with them, and they are trying most of the time their damnedest to give you the best service, because their livelihood depends on you all's tips. The average server goes through probably this amount. I read this article somewhere that said that the average server goes through the amount of mental strain that a neurosurgeon goes through doing brain surgery. If that gives you any indication of what all we have to go through in our line of work. There's a lot that goes into being a server. And it's really, really stressful. Or a bartender, you know, it's really stressful, and it can lead to some really dangerous things. Hell, once again, it's been hella stressful up there at my job over the past month. We've lost like six to eight people, and over the past month, and a great deal of it has had to do with the rampant drug usage in the service industry. Gordon Ramsay did an article that I read last year about the rampant use of cocaine in the service industry. And from somebody who's an industry vet, who can tell you that when I look down at my my pedometer on my phone, on my walking app, it says that I average walking in a 4-hour shift, 6 hours a shift. And if you think about most servers work between 5 and 6 shifts a day, a week, it's like 30 miles a week that a server is walking, you know, and dealing with, you know. And so, yeah, man, I'm sure that the drug use is fucking rampant, man. I've seen everything from full blown alcoholics to, you know, coke heads, meth heads, fucking, you know, party drugs, everything. You know, this industry can chew you up and spit you out. You know, it's a real rough industry, and if you're not ready for it, you know, it can make or it can break you. But we all do it for the tip. Just the tip. Okay, that one sucked. I'm sorry. I had to, though. But anyway, it's speaking of tips, I'll leave you guys with this. The industry standard is right now around about 18 to 20%. And your service, like I said, they depend on it. Here in the state of Texas, the average server gets $225. I get like $213 an hour from the company that I work for, plus you guys' tips. So, it's really important to us that until the industry changes to paying servers a livable wage, which I don't think most servers want, most of us get into it for the risk reward. We depend a lot on you guys' tips. So don't think that anytime a server, unless you're being an asshole or a douche, you know, if a server's late on bringing you some chips and salsa back, or if they forget a drink or something like that, charge it to their head, not their heart. Because I guarantee they're more on the side of you as the guest than they are most of the time the company, because you pay their bills and the company pays their taxes. And that's pretty much how it works. So with that being said, man, that's my little rant on the service industry for what it's worth, man. It probably could have been a little tighter, but it is what it is right now. The content's out there, and that's what that's the important part, right? So with that being said, shout out to Memorial Fine Spirits and Liquors in the 9,000 block of Westheimer between Fondren and Westerlin. If you're ever passing through, go grab your bottle from them guys, man. Them guys have been nothing but great to me. They're right there sandwiched next to 713 Motoring, Domino's, and T-Mobile in that little strip mall. On your right, headed west behind the Happy Tea House. That's my plug for those guys, man. They're not paying me a dollar to say that. I just fucks with them heavy. So, that being said, I'm out. I'm finna go take my ass to get ready for work. And as always, folks, be the resistance. Be bold. Be smart. Be someone. I'ma be out.